This is David Sig with OffGridLiving.com. The most important thing to take away from this lesson is maximizing your daylight hours can add needed and necessary light, as well as heat, bringing your overall lighting and heating costs down even more. First, let's talk about skylight design considerations. Before selecting a skylight for your home, you need to determine the type of skylight that will work best, as well as where to place it to improve your home's energy efficiency. For both passive heating and cooling, skylights are an excellent way to add heat as well as letting heat escape for passive cooling or creating convection. Now, let's talk about the size and position of your skylights. The physical size of the skylight greatly affects the illumination level and temperature of the space below. As a rule of thumb, the skylight size should never be more than 5% of the floor area in rooms with many windows, and no more than 15% of the room's total floor area in spaces with few windows. You should also consider a skylight's position on your roof if you want to maximize daylighting or passive solar heat potential. Skylights on roofs that face north provide fairly constant but cool illumination. Those on east-facing roofs provide the maximum light and solar heat gain in the morning. West-facing skylights provide afternoon sunlight and heat gain. South-facing skylights provide the greatest potential for desirable winter passive solar heat gain than any other location, but often allow unwanted heat gain in the summer. The PDF download goes into all the ins and outs of buying and or installing skylights, but that's beyond the scope of this video, so I won't go into it here. If you're serious about adding skylights, there are good reasons to consider it. Start there. All right, now let's talk about daylighting. Daylighting is the use of windows and skylights to bring sunlight into your home. The best way to incorporate daylighting into your home depends on your climate and your home's design. The sizes and locations of the windows should be based on the cardinal directions of the compass rather than their effect on the street side appearance of the house. South-facing windows are most advantageous for daylighting and for moderating seasonal temperatures. They allow the most winter sun into the home, but little direct sunlight during the summer, especially when properly shaded. North-facing windows are also advantageous for daylighting. They admit relatively even, natural light, producing little glare and almost no unwanted summertime heat. Although east and west-facing windows provide good sunlight penetration in the morning and evening, they should be limited. They may cause glare, admit a lot of heat during the summer when it's usually not wanted, and contribute little to solar heating during the winter. Now, let's talk about passive solar window design. Properly designed, energy-efficient windows represent a cost-effective way to use solar energy for heating. Windows are an important element in a passive solar home design, which can reduce your heating, cooling, and lighting needs in your house. Passive solar design strategies vary by building location and regional climate. The basic techniques involving windows, however, remains the same. You want to select, orient, and size glass to control solar heat gain. For most U.S. climates, you want to maximize solar heat gain in the winter and minimize it in the summer. When you need passive solar heat, major window areas should generally face south during the winter when the sun is low in the sky. In the summer, when the sun is high overhead, overhangs or other shading devices, i.e. awnings, prevent excessive heat gain. When you want the light, but not the heat, effective strategies include use of both north-facing windows and generously shaded south-facing windows. However, a better strategy might be improving the energy efficiency of your existing windows. You can improve the energy efficiency by doing the following: adding storm windows, which can reduce the air leakage and some heat transfer. Caulking and weather stripping will also reduce the air leakage around windows. You can try using window treatments or covering as well. However, air sealing your existing windows inside and out will do more to save you money than adding expensive treatments. Only consider adding treatments as a secondary measure. What you can do starting today. First, consider the primary purpose. Is lighting or passive heating a part of your strategy? Carefully study the southerly exposures of both your roof and exterior walls. If you haven't already, air sealing your windows. Now's a good time to do it. This one action will save you money, heat, and extend the life of the windows you have.